77,000 Service Trees by Sri Chinmoy, Part 33. Never again in a million years will I have this opportunity to please God in His own way. When we do not expect anything from the world, we breathe in the breath of paradise. In silence, my soul and God exchange their nectar messages. God's love stands most carefully over my surrender life. I shall never leave the sunshine of my Lord's will supreme. When I enter into a cave with my Lord Supreme, my heart is exceedingly happy. When I fly in the sky with my Lord Supreme, my mind is unimaginably happy. I can develop deer speed in my spiritual life only when my heart becomes God devotion tears and God surrender smile. The sweetness of my heart sees God's heart door wide open. I shall not fail any more to please my Lord Supreme. This is the best news that I can give him. The mind deliberately does not want to study God lessons. God appreciates our willingness to aspire, no matter how. No aspiring heart can deny God's blissful charm. Aspiration is never to be found at death's door. God does not mind if we cannot run at His pace, as long as we continue running. The outer knowledge is information collection. The inner knowledge is life transformation. The beauty and fragrance of gratitude are inside our heart, and not inside our mind. God enjoys His unfinished creation more than anything else. God wants from us unity hearts and not uniformity minds. Every day, God supervises my heart activities. My Lord, do give me the capacity to come to you step by step. I am asking you to bless me with tiny steps, not giant steps, for tiny steps are safe. Only one desire I have, God's will fulfillment. My heart does everything only with God's secret approval. The heart follows the soul. The mind follows nobody. God is always interested in my heart songs and not my mind stories. Alas, who will guarantee me my constant God obedience? Who? My God service must always come first. Each aspiring moment is meant for God satisfaction. Our satisfaction is God's only desire hunger. My heart tears are of immense importance to God. Human life is an eternal pilgrimage towards the golden shore. God's compassion is our only salvation. I love to aspire only at God's feet and nowhere else. Unlike our body, vital mind and heart, our soul is never exhausted from pleasing God. I am longing for the day when I shall be able to surrender my all to God's hand. The mind loves to hide in the unwillingness closet. The heart is eager to expose itself here, there, and everywhere. May my heartbeat be made of God's compassion eye. God always wants me to consult my soul advisor before I do anything. My mind says to the world, "Do not come near me." My heart says to the world, "Please be inside me and use me at your sweet will." God is God's blessingful compassion. The mind is the mind's constant God rejection. Without regularity and punctuality, no God thirst can ever be guaranteed. Divinity is the blooming and blossoming reality. Purity in the mind is the very first step towards God discovery. There is only one fulfillment, God fulfillment in God's own way. When humility becomes universality, this world of ours will become a true heaven. The sweetness of the heart is quite natural. But sweetness in the mind is a very rare accomplishment. The life tree has three branches: aspiration, dedication, and manifestation. These three branches must work together for God fulfillment. Devotion is our intensity in our God realization journey. Oh, my beloved Supreme, if you really love me, then take away from my life the expectation sure. I do not need the infinity that is above my head. I need the infinity that is inside my heart for my God fulfillment. Human love thinks that it knows everything. Divine love knows that it is in a gradual process to arrive at God's heart door. Two divine qualities we desperately need: purity in the heart and luminosity in the mind to realize the Absolute Supreme. My heart eye is only for God's world-thrilling beauty. Go slowly if it is needed, but never go backward on life's track. Cheerfulness can build a new life tree for any human being. The complaints of the mind finally surrender to the wisdom of the heart. As long as God loves me, I do not have to pay any attention to the wild criticism of the world. On the aspiration ground we must not walk. We shall run and run as fast as possible. Most powerfully, God loves the souls that love to climb God's summit heights. Delight is the soul's natural state. I direct my life always in God's compassion-flooded direction. May my heart's soulfulness never expire. My heart knows whether the tears of my eyes are sincere or false. The divine forces in us must outnumber the undivine forces. If I cultivate intensity in my heart, then my goal does not remain as distant as I thought. The divine race begins only when all the members of my inner family are ready. Be not afraid when God's compassion eye approaches you. The aspiring heart is satisfied only with God adoration. I shall not see my negativity mind either in my inner life or in my outer life. I have two duties to perform, to feed my faith and to starve my doubt. Every day my inner search for God must go deeper and deeper. I must make my heart's God obedience invincible. God appreciates me only when I go to Him with sincere devotion and not in a tearing hurry. My God obedience means my life's transformation victory. My heart tears are unimaginably helpless. My aspiration heart knows only two things, dreaming and waiting. Hope and love never want to lose each other. May my God faith remain untouched by my corrupt mind fingers. My heart's forgiveness capacity is my divinity life's prosperity. Divine purity is empty of worries and anxieties. The more purity we have within, the sooner we can invoke the presence of divinity. Self-pity and self-aggrandizement are both worse than useless. I have a lifelong aspiration license to drive my heart's life car. Our heart's sincerity shows us our life's destined goal. Death is not the end. It is the very beginning of a new dawn. If I do not have reverence for my aspiration life, who else will? The tears of the silent heart are infinitely more powerful than the smiles of the sound mind. Death is not independent. It entirely depends on God's will. God expresses his unconditional love for humanity in many, many ways. To lose ignorance is to gain God's most powerful smile. Falsehood and pride love to dine together. The whole world can be embraced by a God-searching mind and a God-loving heart. Life and death are two complementary friends. To be happy, the fighter in me must surrender to the lover in me. Nothing is as stubborn as my ignorance pride. Aspiration is my heart's highest height journey. Dedication is my life's farthest length journey. Self-doubt torture can only be felt and can never be described. Our temptation torture life can easily be cast aside. My Lord, I have nothing save and except my sinking breath for you. Nothing of God can ever be for sale. Everything of God is free of charge. God was shocked to see my incapacity. God does not allow us to enter into heaven without our heart tears and soul smiles. Each moment is the perfect moment to enter into the spiritual life. There is not a single person on earth who is a 24-hour God dreamer. No human being shall remain indefinitely unrealized. God is always hungry for my blissful smiles. No road is as straight as our heart's God gratitude road. The difference between victory and defeat is this: victory strengthens us, defeat weakens us. God realization is not an impossible task, but the most arduous task. I tearfully implore God. God smilingly explores my heart. At least once in a blue moon, my mind should accept God's point of view. Even my very brief smile gives God a real thrill. Every day is a really hard day for poor God. May my life live between two loving eyes and a forgiving heart. Whenever I say anything to God, it is not a mere word, but a promise. God gets tremendous joy when my heart recites his compassion poems. When my soul sings for God, my heart throbs. God devotion incense is very rare to find. Criticism has no peace, either in the inner world or in the outer world. The human in us longs for reward before dedication. When pleasure appears, the self-giving treasure disappears. When we talk to God, we must not measure our breath. Fear never wins, it only loses. When we invite pleasure, torture accompanies. Life is nothing but the easy arithmetic of self-giving plus God becoming. God's compassion eye and my heart tears love to sing and dance together. Without a very strong aspiration, we cannot conquer the monsoon sorrows of life. Humility is a very special and rare achievement. I value one thing worth offering to my Lord Supreme, and that is my gratitude heart. The first time I saw my master, I inexplicably cried with joy. God reminds me again and again that he has been waiting for me for a very long time. My Lord, I pray to you, do not believe my false excuses. I am ashamed of them. Every day I worry whether or not I am pleasing my Lord Supreme. My Lord is bringing his golden boat to carry my broken heart to his golden shore. Love is the very beginning of surrender. Everything that is good in me is my friend. My real friend. My God obedience leads me to the highest summit of God glory. God needs from me a responsible heart and not an irresponsible life. The doubting mind chases God's grace instead of embracing it. I must follow my master every step of the way to become a choice instrument of his. To win life's battle, my unconditional surrender to God's will is of paramount importance. The heart loves God's dependence statement. The mind enjoys God independence declaration. The expectation plane takes off only to crash. May my heart be a generosity smile. My gratitude songs God Himself corrects and perfects. If we do not search high and low for God's compassion eye, we are not going to succeed. Life is not a waiting room, but a God invitation room. I live in between my God adoration eyes and my God devotion heart. Forgiveness is mightier than the mightiest. Negativity eventually digs its own grave. When we fly our promise kite, this world of ours derives tremendous benefit. Hope does not stop at possibility station. It goes to the farthest station, impossibility. The mind thinks that God instructions are redundant, while the heart feels that God instructions are indispensable. Preaching is as easy as drinking water. Practicing is as difficult as climbing Everest. Success and progress are two very distant neighbors. Each second carries either the highest or the lowest to us. God has transformed my helpless life into a God-promising heart. The mind quite often carries deplorable thoughts. The heart quite often carries adorable feelings. First, you have to fill your heart receptivity vessel. Only then can you fulfill your God-promised life. Every day, God and I together enjoy faith meal. Forgiveness undoubtedly liberates us from the binding mind. The mind without determination can never succeed. The heart without aspiration can never proceed. Goodwill is our very special inner achievement. Confession is the strength of a noble heart. Our activities determine the distance that lies between us and God. Our ignorance conquest depends on our God-behest obedience. There can be no goal at the end of the journey for those who are not rich enough in their faith. I do not have a constant God hunger. Therefore, how can God give me more? My soul wants me to smile. My heart wants me to cry. I am totally lost between my soul and my heart. The aspiring heart prayerfully needs. The doubting mind forcefully demands. Surrender suddenly blooms. Satisfaction slowly blossoms. The mind loves to play with the night sky. The heart loves to play with the day sun. Illumination means the extinction of our tears. The message of peace has to be universally free. I am washing my eyes with my heart tears of joy. There is not a single place on earth where imagination cannot grow into reality. Dreaming, we came down into the world. Soaring, we fly to heights unknown. Love smiles, we offer to the God above. Devotion tears, we offer to the God below. Surrender delight, we offer to the God within. May my aspiration heart see each human being as God. May my heart grow into the very breath of purity sweetness. A darkness mind is a product of ego supremacy. God's eye multiplies God's heart into infinity. The strength of destruction forces cannot be measured. My soul wants my doubting mind to surrender to my aspiring heart. Every day, God wants me to offer him a few new heart melodies. We must go far beyond our mind's jealousy zone. Spirituality cannot breathe in the superficialities of life. If we cannot curtail our desires, we shall remain indefinitely in the darkness abyss. A life without humor will not know what joy is.